Hey everybody, welcome to Peck Report. I am Josh Peck, of course. So we got a lot of Holy Land news that we have to talk about today. Is Israel headed for a war? There was a recent major drill done on Tuesday simulating a future war with the Gaza Strip. So that's a pretty big deal and could have extreme prophetic implications if they are preparing for something that we don't yet know about. Also, a synagogue on the Temple Mount, you know, that idea has been in the public mind for a while now, but activists now are saying, let the Jews move in. What would that mean? Would that create a war? So we're going to talk about all this and more. If you haven't had a chance to do so, make sure you subscribe to this channel, click the bell for notifications, and keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com. Also, you're going to want to become a member at joshpeckdisclosure.com. Very important that you do so. $10 a month or $100 a year gets you full access to everything we do, and we will be adding new shows. It's not just going to be me and Peck Report and me and Peck Underground Church. We're also adding at least two other shows with other hosts, so more on that later. Make sure you stay tuned. You're going to want to know about that. Okay, so let's start with this idea of the synagogue on the Temple Mount, and then we will move to the question of is Israel headed for some type of war in the near future. Now, Jews believe that this site, the Temple Mount, venerated as holy in Judaism, Christianity, and Islam alike, is where the Beit HaMikdash used to sit. So a group of Israeli activists are calling on the government to establish a synagogue on the Temple Mount and open it for Jewish prayer. And according to Asaf Friad, a spokesman for an association of organizations dedicated to Jewish rights on the Temple Mount, more than 50 leaders from across the religious spectrum gathered on Sunday to discuss the situation on the Temple Mount. Participants included Rabbi Yehuda Glick, Likud, Baruch Marzel, or Otzman Yehudit, and members of the rabbinate. So, Jews believe that this site, venerated as holy in Judaism, Christianity, and the like, is where the first and second temples used to sit. Now, there's prophetic implications all across the board on a possible third temple. Now, this is if you take a more literal approach to there being a third temple. Some people will say that the third temple, the temple where the Antichrist sits, you know, that whole idea is really like the church, like us, our bodies, we are the temple now, corporately and individually. So that's a whole other line of thought. But if there is going to be a literal third temple, then these discussions, which keep happening, and they're happening more frequently in Israel, are very important. Now, riots have continuously erupted on the Temple Mount since last month, when thousands of Palestinians stormed the Golden Gate, which had been closed by a court order since 2003. So we'll talk a little bit about that. But before we do, I've got to tell you about CBD Pure and CBD Pets. They're excellent. If you are a CBD user, you're not going to find any better than this. And it's also risk-free because they have a money-back guarantee. They scientifically test all their products through a third-party testing facility, and they post their testing results. They test every batch. They post that on their website. Non-GMO, totally organic. They don't use any pesticides. It is completely pure. They stay true to their name. You can go to joshpeckdisclosure.com and find the banners there. They also make a version for your pets. Some people have used this for pets' anxiety orders or whatever the issue is. So you're going to want to check that out. You can also just click on the links in the description below. I highly recommend it. Okay, so continuing on. Yeah, so Palestinians stormed the Golden Gate. It had been closed by a court order since 2003. So Jerusalem police arrested two senior Waqf officials, East Jerusalem Waqf chairman Siak Abdel Azim Salab and deputy director Siak Naji Bakarat, banning them from entering the Aqsa Mosque compound for 40 days. Now, in response, the Muslims took over and converted a 1,500-year-old structure located near the Golden Gate, known as the Sha'ar HaRashamim in Hebrew, into a mosque. And currently, the Muslims have four other mosques on the mount, said Fried. Now, Jews, on the other hand, say if you try to pray, Jews, on the other hand, the idea is if you try to pray, you'll be arrested. So the activists argue that by opening the Golden Gate and establishing a new mosque, the Muslims have broken the status quo agreement. Israel has made attempts to shutter the gate, but the Muslims have refused, threatening increased violence. So Fayyad said, quote, if the status quo is broken anyway, then Israel needs to break it too. And let me find the rest of that quote, because there was just a glitch on my computer. So that's fun. You got to love it. Sorry about that, guys. Let's continue on here. Okay, so the quote was, if the status quo is broken anyway, then Israel needs to break it too. And that was from Friday. And he said that arguing that Jews should be allowed to pray on the Temple Mount. He said, quote, we need a place to pray and we want that structure near the Golden Gate, end quote. Now, establishing a synagogue, it's not unprecedented, explained Yaakov Haiman, head of the Yeshayi Organization for the Establishment of Synagogues on the Temple Mount. He said in temple times, there was always a synagogue near the temple. So he said, quote, the Talmud tractate that talks about Yom Kippur clearly states there was a synagogue, end quote. So his organization has mapped the Temple Mount and created renderings for where up to four synagogues could be located on the holy site. Marzel told the Jerusalem Post that the Temple Mount is, quote, the holiest place for the Jewish people. Our enemies are taking it over. They are breaking the law, destroying archaeology sites, and disgracing Judaism and God. We have to fight, end quote. So Fayyad said the group is not asking to take over authority on the Mount. Currently, the Jerusalem Waqf Islamic Religious Trust controls and manages the Islamic edifices in and around, on and around the Temple Mount. So the East Jerusalem Waqf is controlled by Jordan. However, they would like to see the Temple Mount divided like the way that the Cave of the Patriarchs was divided into a synagogue and a mosque in 1967. So the latest call for a synagogue on the Temple Mount, this is clearly not the first. It happened in 2017. And we're going to talk about that, but first, I would like to inform you about Coastline Kratom. This is the highest quality kratom on the market today. You get a money-back guarantee, free U.S. shipping, and it's an excellent product. Now, because kratom is so, it's hard for vendors to sell because, you know, PayPal doesn't want anything to do with it. Major credit cards don't want anything to do with it. In order to order it, you do have to set up a Zelle Pay thing, but they have a link right on the order sheet. It's really easy to do. You just set up a Zelle Pay thing, and then you're all set, ready to go. And it's worth it because if you're a chronic pain sufferer like I am, you know that Kratom is a game changer. You know that you can get off opioids with this stuff. You can get your life back. You don't have to deal with chronic pain anymore. You can get it under control with this all natural leaf. And you take it like you can make it into a tea. You can mix it in with some yogurt. There's lots of information online on how to actually take it. You can even find some on this channel. You can just put in my name and the word Kratom in the search engine and you can find some information there. But Coastline Kratom is awesome. So you can go to joshpeckdisclosure.com or click in the link in the description below if you want to. I suggest the Ultra Enhanced Beginner's Pack. It gives you a wide variety of some of just the best of the best kratom so you can find what you like. They also have a money-back guarantee, so there is no risk. Okay, so again, go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. Now, in 2017, M.K. Bezalel Smotrich, Bayit Yehuda called for the construction of a synagogue on the Temple Mount in the aftermath of the brutal Halamish, also known as the Neve Tzuf attack, in which a Hamas terrorist infiltrated the West Bank settlement and murdered three people at their Shabbat table. So Smotrich said, quote, I would set up a synagogue on the Temple Mount today, this morning, if someone thinks that through terrorism, violence, and the massacre of a family that he will push our sovereignty back, then, if I am the prime minister, this morning, I would close the Temple Mount to Arab prayer and establish a synagogue for Jews. And if the terrorism continues, I would close the mount to Arabs and there will be only Jews there, end quote. Now, obviously, something like that would spark major prophetic conflict, most likely, if not a direct fulfillment of Bible prophecy, certainly events that would lead up to the fulfillment of prophecy. So that is why it's so important to keep an eye on this. And that might be why they were running drills, which we're going to talk about in a minute here. So a similar demand was made in 2014 when a large group of religious Zionist rabbis, including Rabbi Dov Lior, Rabbi Eliyahu Zini, and Rabbi Chaim Cohen, penned a letter to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu advocating the construction of a synagogue on the Temple Mount, and no action was taken. Now, keep in mind, elections are coming up soon, so Netanyahu might not be the prime minister anymore, and maybe somebody else is going to get in that would be up for this. And of course, again, this would spark conflict. Now, does that necessarily mean it's that they shouldn't do it? I mean, don't they deserve their own place? You know, if the Muslims are going to have one, shouldn't they have something too? You know, sure. So, but it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Now, furthermore, there have been bills raised in the Knesset calling for equal prayer rights for Jews on the Temple Mount, but they have generally been shut down as Muslims threaten violence if the status quo is altered. So Fryad thinks that this is the time the goal can be accomplished because Israel is in an election period and politicians who can affect change will want to appear responsive. So on March 14th, the group is arranging a massive Jewish trip to the Temple Mount. He said he expects hundreds of Jews to attend and pray in their hearts. Then in late March, they will run a protest rally from City Hall to outside the Golden Gate. So Fried says, quote, we are all angry about what's going on in the Temple Mount. If we will it, we think this time it will be, end quote. So this is interesting in light of how there have been many prominent Orthodox Jews rabbis saying that the Messiah, which we wonder is if that's going to be our Antichrist, the Messiah is going to show up after the elections around Purim and be dedicated and all this stuff. So that's why this is important to keep an eye on. Now, we've got to talk about these drills. You know, there's a headline in CBN News, is Israel headed for another war? Why one leader says Jerusalem could become the epicenter of violent conflict. And we got to talk about the Israeli, how the Israel Defense Forces completed a major drill on Tuesday, simulating a future war in the Gaza Strip. Do they know something we don't know? Are they preparing for something that is going to occur in the near future? Possibly, we got to talk about it, but if you want to see that, you've got to become a member. So you got to go to joshpeckdisclosure.com, click on the members tab, and for a lousy $10 a month or $100 a year, that is less than a cup of coffee every day, for that little, you can become a member and get full access to all of our full videos. We're going to be adding new shows on. You'll get full Peck reports. You'll get it all. So you'll want to make sure that you do that. It's a very good value. And this is the only way that we're going to be able to continue doing what we're doing, because YouTube is trying to deplatform all of us, Christians and conservatives, and especially if we want to talk about Bible prophecy and things like that. And that's why it's been pretty easy to get a hold of some of your favorite YouTube content creators who are Christian to talk about Bible prophecy and bring them on board. So we're doing a whole new thing here that's never been done before. Think of it as like Daily Wire, but for fringe Christianity. We're looking at having three or four shows through this, so you're going to want to get the members access, because it's just going to be phenomenal. But we're going to still keep posting stuff to the YouTube channel as long as YouTube will allow it. But like I've said before, we have to have something in place, because it could be any day and my YouTube channel could just be deleted. It's happened to people before. It's going to keep happening. We still have not been able to get that community strike off of our account, so it's going to keep happening. We're preparing for it now. That's why this is so important. So again, joshpeckdisclosure.com, go to the members tab and become a member today for a measly $10 a month or $100 a year. It's an excellent value, and you're going to be excited at what we have in the future. We're also going to we're looking into developing an app for our members, so you'll be able to watch, you know, Peck Report or the other shows that we're going to be bringing on this platform. You'll be able to watch it from your phone, hopefully your TV too. We're going to figure all that out, and your support is what makes all of this possible. This has just got to be the, you know, future of how we can exist in supposedly a free country. We should be able to talk about anything that we want, but YouTube clearly does not want us on their platform. They keep shoving off Christians, conservatives, and prophetic voices. So we're going to take our rights back. We're going to go somewhere else. We, you know, YouTube can do what it wants. We're going to do what we want. And, you know, probably in another decade or so, YouTube will collapse and another more free speech oriented service could spring up. Maybe Brighteon, in another 10 years will take up the mantle. But like I've said before, I don't want to wait 10 years to be able to say what God has laid on my heart. And I do not want to change my message from what God has laid on my heart to talk about. So this is why we're doing the membership thing. So go ahead, go to joshpeckdisclosure.com, become a member. So for our members, keep watching. And for those viewing on YouTube, thank you so much for watching. Love you all. Take care and God bless.